That's all I had. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I told you to do that, but I thought you'd come up with something better by the time we actually...
What the hell do you want? It's like a 20-second intro. I don't have a lot of time here.
I guess not.
Ladies and gentlemen, but mostly ladies. I mean, gentlemen are permitted.
But not encouraged.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to knock them back just because we want to fill out the numbers a bit, but... Yeah, to be honest, we've kind of got a preferred... It's yeah, ladies' pretty, night so, here at SSJHQ.
It's ladies' night every night here at SSJ.
Two HQ. Drinks for one price. Yeah. What's, how do you say that phrase?
Two for one.
Two for... Why did I say?
Buy one, get one free.
Two drinks for one price.
You can't say buy one, get one free.
Oh, that's better, yeah.
See, I don't know which one of those works better, though.
I think...
Like, do you think two for one... I think two for one has a number, like, elegance.
Mm.
It's got the elegance of maths. Whereas buy one, get one free is sort of mired in advertising lingo.
I'm always impressed by math.
Yeah.
So they win.
I'm impressed by it because I don't understand. It's kind of kind of like how Xavier is with magicians. Like, magicians, I'm like, eh. But maths, I'm like, wow, how did you make two and two?
Your eyes
make
just
four?
Glaze over. Yeah, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like a dog that's just been shown a magic trick. No, wait. I'm the exact opposite of that. I'm like a human that's just been shown maths.
Dogs do not care for magic.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah, fuck it. They don't care about anything.
Because they're, like, impressed by everything. Do you reckon magic is, like, a step up? Or they're just like, no, it's just as good as everything else.
I feel like they're kind of like, oh, it's the same thing as everything. Because they don't understand anything.
Yeah,
like, they don't
like,
understand human
how does that
this is just another thing I don't understand.
They're saying, yeah. Oh, cool, you just did that. I take it by whatever. I'm taking it the same as you making an egg. I don't care about it.
Where did dinner come from? This has been
people don't make eggs.
Yeah, this has been a people are
babies. egg scrambled style.
He likes these eggs. He's like, oh, but that's eggs and they're poached. But that's also eggs and they're scrambled.
Your dog voice needs work, by the way.
It probably does.
These eggs are scrambled.
That was just racist.
Wait, against who? Dogs?
This is, canine.
Yeah. This is probably a concept that's been explored a lot by sitcoms, but how annoying would a dog be if it was a person? Like, person with a dog personality.
Yeah.
Like, never...
That's because dogs are shit, though.
No, dogs are awesome because they're dogs, but as a person, never sad, like, dumb as hell... Like, always pestering you, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I couldn't handle that.
I guess so.
I like the loyalty dogs offer, but I prefer cats because they kind of just do their own thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm. Like, you can't buy a cat. I mean, you probably can buy a cat, but, like...
Can anybody ever really own a cat?
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't own a cat. They just, like, hang
out. The cat owns you.
It's like the neighborhood cat. You just hang out with it. Like, here's some milk. You come hang out, I think, for, like, an hour. You can go away,
that's
live
the problem.
Your own life.
You've got a one and dine a cat, whereas with a dog, they're ready to do it right there, right then.
Like a dog?
No!
I'm not talking about
sex, I'm talking about companionship.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is, of course, Something Something Joystick, your premier video gaming podcast. Of course, it's your weekly-ish dose of video games, of something else, and of a further other different third thing. You might notice a lingering presence in the room.
Would be my burp.
I was going to say, your stench broadcast over the earwaves.
Yeah.
You like that?
Earwaves?
Earwaves.
Yeah, why not?
It's like a pun, but it doesn't make sense. You know, that's what makes it work. Yeah. Of course, my name is Xavier Robetsky Noonan, and with me, as always, is my good friend.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, okay. You can be a good friend. You know, I mean,
he's not a good friend, but he's my good friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you've been pretty hard to get in contact with recently. I feel like your priorities have shifted a little towards maybe your job and your girlfriend and, you know, all this bullshit.
My life.
Well, your life, because I'm not a part of your life, am I?
No, Xavier, I love you and treasure you.
I'm going to look out the window for the rest of the episode.
Stay
away from you.
That's actually a really interesting dynamic, you looking out the window. It's like, what's that Hitchcock movie with the window? It's like something window. Rear window.
Oh, the bird's window.
The bird's window. Psycho window.
Psycho window. Vertigo window. With me, of course, is the guy who is sitting next to me. Tom Sanderson.
When they say rear window, do they mean the butthole? It's like a window into your rear.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Is this a window into the backyard? It's like a window into a shed, like backyard area between apartments.
That's the one.
The working title was butt window.
Butt window.
And of course, joining us, you'll notice, not just the stench of Tom Sanderson and not just his lingering, wafting burp, but of course, fan favorite, friend of the show.
All round good guy.
It's me.
Yeah.
Alexi Toliopoulos is with us again.
Hey.
Hey, Pally.
Friends, how
are
you going?
I love your last name.
Thanks,
I think it's a good last name.
Thanks. Solid. I like yours too, Sanderson.
Nah, it's got no weight. It's got no gravitas.
It does.
Yours, Toliopoulos.
Yeah.
Toliopoulos.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's my name is great.
It is.
Oh, thank you.
Both parts.
Oh.
I like the high as well.
I remember, actually, last time we had you on the show, you started real strong with a compliment, and I just felt so positive for the whole episode.
That's what I'm doing again. Just compliment both of you guys.
I'm tickled pink.
Yeah, there we go. It's my style.
So we have something that we were talking about. We went to the breakfast. The breakfast this morning.
Yeah, we had a breakfast club.
And we had something that we were talking about, which we decided we would discuss more on air, which I feel like it would be wrong not to address right off the bat. Because otherwise it's just going to color the rest of the episode with negativity and ill will. Tom Sanderson.
Ill will. I like that.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna set this up a little earlier. Last night.
Yeah.
Picture all the way back to last night, Saturday night. Yeah. It was a very... I don't want to get too deep into my emotional bullshit or anything like that, or at least not for the next 5 minutes or so. I'll get to it. But I decided, instead of the multitude of events that I'd been invited to, that I would have a quiet night in. And watch a favorite
Well, this
film
was night. After wandering around for an hour trying to find the Mardi Gras parade.
Yeah, and then having, like, an emotional downfall and just crashing and...
Crying in front of Ivan the talking dog. That was a new low savior.
He's the only one who listens.
Rough.
And then he goes,
rough.
That's the thing. He talks for, like, a solid minute. Yeah. And then he's like, if you give me money, I will bark like a dog. It's like, what kind
of
reverse... I remember
they were talking about that on some English chat show. They were like...
What is this?
Like, there's a dog in Australia.
You know, near the QVB, or, like, at the QVB,
right
there's a statue of a dog.
A little bronze dog. Talk to you?
Yeah.
He goes,
rough,
if
rough.
You place a coin into the well, I will say thank you.
Like, after talking for ages.
And then you don't put a coin in the well, and he says, thank you.
Rough.
As a Sydney cider, I find that bizarre that I don't know that.
That's a real missed opportunity.
I'm a proud Sydney cider, and I just don't know.
We've been talking about how I probably need therapy for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
I find that dog is, like, the cheapest and probably the next best thing. Like, you know, I throw in a coin every time he asks, but it still works out to be pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
You don't need therapy, Xavier. I just think it's going to be a positive influence on your life.
Therapy is very expensive.
Yeah.
That's
why
I've never been. I feel like I would thrive under therapy, but I've never been because it just costs so much money and I don't have a healthcare plan.
That's the thing. I also, I feel the same way, but I also feel like... I could get the same thing if I just felt closer to some of my friends. Like,
oh, that was a very veiled attack.
No. I'm not talking about you. I'm really not talking about you. Well, what I'm saying is, like, if you... I feel like... And this is probably wrong, and it's probably also insulting if there are any therapy people listening. But, like, it's kind of like saying... I can't trust any of my friends, so I have to pay someone else to listen to my problem. Like, in a way.
Yeah,
you know?
But
I feel like
also,
you have to admit that to yourself, sort of
it's
thing.
It's also, you can't just put your weight, like, your emotional weight upon a friend as well.
No, exactly. That's the thing. You don't want to, like, you don't want to burden someone with that.
Yeah.
Like, I think part of paying for a therapist isn't just so that they have a nice salary. It's also, like, so that you feel, to alleviate your guilt a bit.
Yeah,
It's kind of like, you know, you buy an expensive coat, not necessarily because it looks, you know, 50 times better than, like, a cheaper one, but also so it's, you know, there's some other thing psychologically that's attached to it.
Mm.
It's a similar thing to me. Anyway, so last night I was watching Jaws.
You interesting people with your emotional problems. I'm fucking fine.
This is why
I'm not funny, because I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me.
Don't brag about your...
I'm not bragging. I wish I was fucked up, because then at least I'd be interested.
I could fuck you up.
How much?
Sorry, I just stretched on my... I'm just really sorry. I got halfway through before the guilt stuck in.
Go on with your story, Xavier.
Well, that's kind of the end of the story. I was watching Jaws, one of my favorite motion
and
pictures.
And we're going to leap off into the beat-up Tom Sanderson segment.
Is
of the
it
podcast.
In your top... In what number of your top... Does it
I'd say definitely top 20.
Nice.
Potentially top 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really like that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's where the conflict arises. I don't care for it.
Bombshell dropped this morning at breakfast when I told Tommy... We were talking about what we did last night. I told him I watched Jaws. He said, it's a movie about a fish.
It is a movie about a fish.
A shark's fish? I think
yeah, they
not.
Are fish.
Are they?
You're thinking of whales and dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah, mammals. I was like, I think not, but I did not, like, I didn't have any facts to back that up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you see a big fish, you're like, this can't be a fish. Yeah,
you're relying on us to be stupider than you.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how I normally be like, no,
it's generally a safe bet.
Yeah. Right, we've had very similar educations. So.
And you are a year older than us, yeah, so exactly. Perhaps that wisdom brought you a little bit of
Also, it's been a year longer for you than for us since learning that a shark is a fish.
True.
Also,
I'm 1 year away from that. One year.
So, yeah, I don't care for the movie Jaws. It's not like I hate it. I don't hate the movie. I don't begrudge anybody who likes it. I'm not like, you're an idiot for liking Jaws. I'm sure there's an appeal to it. I just don't see it. The thing that turns me off about it is, like I said, it's a movie about a fish. And if they'd really not wanted anybody else to die, they would have moved away from the fish.
Do you like Finding Nemo?
Yeah, I like that.
It's also a movie about a fish. Follow.
It's a movie about a lot of fish.
Yeah.
And
quantity of fish is the issue?
Yeah.
Is okay. The fish
also, it's funny. Yeah. It's got Ellen DeGeneres in it.
What if Jaws, they did like a role reversal where it was
if Ellen DeGeneres...
There was like a bunch of sharks. There's a human on the beach. And there's one human who keeps going into the water and he's like, I gotta kill these fucking sharks.
His name is Brody.
Yeah. Would you...
Ellen DeGeneres played one of the
Wait
sharks...
Wait a second!
I would...
It's pronounced Elaine DeGeneres.
Oh, dear.
I always thought it was degenerate. Like, I thought it was like...
Yeah,
I thought it was Ellen DeGeneres.
I thought that too. DeGenerate. I thought that too. And then I flipped it. And then it was like degenerate. Like, degenerate Ellen. Gambler. It was the first time I learned that word.
Is that name really Ellen?
Yeah, why not?
Is that the name of our show?
Yeah.
Suddenly that seems so weird to me. Ellen. Yeah.
They named the show after her. She was around before her show.
Yeah, aren't we on Tom and Xavier right now? That's Tom.
Welcome back to Tom and Xavier with Tom and Xavier.
Featuring Alexi.
But you don't like Jaws.
I don't like Jaws.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
You were watching.
I kind of don't believe that you've seen it.
You don't believe that I've seen it. It's on television quite frequently, and you when there's nothing else to watch,
you were looking
I
at the screen.
Watch Jaws. Yes.
You had the sound on?
Yes.
You say you didn't like the soundtrack to Jaws as well.
Well, I don't like. No, I don't like the theme. It's like inoffensive. The soundtrack. Dun, 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 dun. I don't like the theme. I think maybe that's just because I'm exhausted by it.
Yeah,
it's everywhere. Like, everyone uses that as a joke, as an audio.
Maybe that's.
Oh my god, I hate it when people use the Jaws theme.
Oh, it's so dumb. It's so overplayed.
That really annoys me.
Yeah,
like it's always like some dickhead, like jock, who's just like dun 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 dun. Like I'm like, come on, you don't need to
stop it. You know, shock.
Yeah. Come on, man.
You know Bruce.
You know John Williams.
Maybe. Yeah, let's not have any misapprehensions.
Do you
about
think
your
I'm seeing two potential problems here that you might not have considered? One, you say you watched it on television, so this is like with ad breaks, you know, throwing you My Kitchen Rules advertisements in the middle and getting your blood all boiling and whatever.
It was on 10.
Do you reckon that? I reckon that would break up the flow of that. Because
yes.
I reckon one of the things about that movie is the pacing of it, the timing of everything. It flows really well.
See, it's I watch creative. A lot of movies on television and really like them. I don't know. I don't think that's a big factor.
Like what, though? What kind of movies?
Well, I know a lot of movies. The first time I saw Serenity was on network television.
Yeah, Serenity, that's an action flick, though.
That's a really good movie.
I know.
It's a good fluff in your head.
But, like, that's an action flick. Okay. You can break that up with ads. But, like, Jaws, I don't think it's an action movie. It's sort of an adventure.
It's a thriller
suspense adventure. Yeah.
It's like watching a Hitchcock movie that's like, oh, now it's going to take 5 minutes off.
Yeah, exactly,
we'll
just
take 5 minutes out.
It's like, it's like they have that shower scene.
When was the last time?
And then they're like, well, next up on Channel 10, we're going to have the late night news, and then reruns of Futurama.
When was the last time you saw a Hitchcock film on commercial television?
I've never seen a Hitchcock film on TV before.
Yeah, no, me neither.
They play them on ABC 2 sometimes.
But
oh,
ABC
yeah, you know what,
don't have ads.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have ads. They show the whole film, because that's what that movie deserves.
Yeah.
So I reckon Jaws would benefit from that. Have you seen Jaws...
I don't think it's not about the pacing or anything. I just don't like the premise. I see the hole in the premise and I'm like, I don't want to watch this movie.
What hole in the premise?
That they could move away because the fish is killing people.
It's a summer town.
Yeah, it's like a beautiful beach town.
That's their one source of revenue. It's the 4th of July weekend. It's the big weekend. They're facing the fucking Brody is facing like scrutiny from everyone all around him. The mayor won't close the beaches because that's the only time they make any money. Every local business owner stands to fail from them closing the beaches.
I think they could do that instead of letting people die.
Yeah, but these people are headstrong. They're saying it could have just been a boating accident. They're saying like there was only one or two deaths at that point. They did. They tried to close the beaches. Brody was trying to do it, and they wouldn't let him. What do you say? I know. Don't you feel that is a conflict?
Yeah, like, I just don't
they
could
have. Yes, they could have. That's why it's a conflict.
It's yelling at me. It's so much more convenient.
I don't hate the movie. I just don't care for it. I'm sorry.
I don't get. Are you not viewing it within the correct context? Like, you've seen.
You're not doing it right. You're not watching movies
right.
I just
asked you this as a question. Are you not, like, are you perhaps. Shut up, Facebook. Are you perhaps, like, this movie was made in 77, and since then there have been countless films that have, like, sort of imitated it or tried to do things in the same style and that kind of thing.
Go back in time and watch it when it first
came
out.
No. I'm just saying, like, I'm wondering if you have, when you watched it, been mindful of the context, like, in the same way that.
No, I never do that with a movie because.
What the fuck are you fucking
doing? Well, because I like to view a film, like, well, as close to objectively as possible. Why, you know, like, I don't watch Hitchcock because it's very, very important film. They influence filmmaking. I watch them because they're good tales, they're good stories and well-directed and interesting. And you know.
I just feel like you're not letting yourself enjoy it. Like, if you viewed it through the framework.
Like it's not like I have some agenda here. Like, I just don't enjoy Jaws.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. At the end of the day, it is okay.
It's okay not to like
you. But it's completely colored my perception of you. Well, and I hate you forever. But, like, it's fine.
That's your problem, not mine, I think.
It is. Well, maybe it does sound like it might be your problem.
Should we talk about this?
Yeah, hang on.
Let's talk about my problems. Yeah. It's getting to that time. We had some feedback.
Xavier.
Stop doing that, Tom. You're making a lot of unnecessary
You're making it
noise.
Harder for me to
it's,
talk
it's nice to see
mind.
You again. Oh, sorry, I brought
the
my...
gain's really high, Tom. Take it away! Stop it! I'm going to have to fix this in post!
Oh, no.
I've got to I'm not going to stop yelling.
I was going to talk about your problems.
Oh, okay. We had some feedback from Taylor Juan. Gargi
Juan.
The Argyle. I literally can't say any of these words. Who said that he would like to see the therapy segment that we tried out. Alexa, you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, sure.
The last couple of episodes, we've done just a little 5-minute segment where we just really air our grievances, just talk about our problems, you know. Because I felt like that's... I'm just abusing the podcast format at this point. But I really... I don't want to pay for therapy, so I got to get this shit out there. So
do it.
So he trains... He enlists me, untrained, unlicensed, Tom Sanderson... Private therapist.
Private eye.
Exactly.
You have a double
job. Unlicensed.
Yeah.
Advertise on Craigslist. So I am the therapist. And so Xavier says we take 5 minutes.
We both take 5 minutes.
Yep. He takes 5 minutes. I take 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
He takes all the therapy.
Tommy's
time.
Got no problems. He's well, I spent last night with my girlfriend and, you know,
well, now I'm working again. My life's going pretty all right.
I realize
that you stopped me to do the listener mail, but I was just about to do the therapy segment.
Oh no, I wasn't stopping you. I was just saying, like, this is thoroughly endorsed by all one of our listeners, so it's perfectly fine for us to do this segment. I think we've got this.
Alexi, do you want to jump on board and be my co-therapist? You're auditing for this week.
I'll
okay?
help. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Xavier.
Uh huh.
It's nice to see you again. How are you? How's your week been?
Thanks. Yeah, this week's been, it's been okay. It's been a little trying, but not specifically related to, like, specific events. Like, maybe it has been the last couple of weeks. Like, last week I was talking about how one of my friends is moving away, and I was really upset about that. This week, you know, it's not really any specific thing. It's just more like, reoccurring sort of, malaise. It seems to strike me at nighttime, and it's, feels unavoidable.
Mm.
You sleeping on your back?
You know, like, yes.
Yeah. Do you normally sleep on your back?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe try and mix it up, you know, get a bit of variation in there.
That's interesting.
I've been trying a new treatment with my patients who have been having sleep problems.
Can I just interrupt you and just say, I haven't actually been having any sleeping problems. It's just more like unhappiness.
It's prior to sleep, would you say? Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna try this new treatment with you. Basically,
Both before and after sleep, in between sleep.
What we do is we record a woman all night as she sleeps, and we give you the MP3 files, and you listen to that as you're going to sleep. We tend to find that relaxes, and it just generally...
That's a very interesting technique. Where did you pick that up from, Dr. Sanderson?
Oh, I listen to a lot of podcasts on the subject.
Oh, really?
Yes. Xavier,
that's very interesting. I listen to podcasts as well. Mm.
Well, I'm sad to hear that you've not had such a great week, but I'm glad that you can identify what the problem is, or at least identify how you're feeling and when you're feeling it, because that really helps with our diagnosis.
It's interesting, actually. Last night, I was heading home from work, and, it was a relatively short day, so I wasn't really exhausted from work or anything. So I thought I'd be able to sort of go out, have a night on the town, Saturday night, you know, I know you understand.
Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Yeah, well, I wasn't looking for a fight. It was Mardi Gras. I wasn't going to go and just beat a bunch of people up.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer.
Benny and the Jets.
Name another Elton John song. Yeah. One more.
Crocodile Rock.
Okay, fair enough.
Dynamite.
Rocket Man. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
What's that? Okay. Was that?
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah.
So many hits.
Okay, let's get back.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Xavier, that's another thing I wanted to talk to you about in our session today. You seem to be sporadically breaking into song. And I'm wondering whether this is possibly a psychosomatic episode or a delusion. I don't know what's happening. We haven't really discussed this at length yet. But let's continue with your recanting of last night's events.
Okay, so
take yourself back there.
Well, yeah, I kind of decided I didn't really feel like. No, that's not true. I was walking along and I was trying to find some friends or something. You know, it was a big night, big Mardi Gras parade, a lot of people around, that kind of thing. And it just hit me very suddenly. Like, kind of out of nowhere. Usually, when I get this, like, downswingy sort of thing, which, by the way, I've now come up with a new name for, which is saying that I've run out of MP. Like, mana.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I like it.
Usually, it's kind of gradual, and I'm just like, no, you know, I'm not feeling so good. Last night, for the first time, it just hit me at once. I was like, no, I'm going home. I don't want to see anybody.
I'll
go home. I'm going to watch Jaws. And that's what I did. But, like, I think it's interesting. It's an interesting development that it's not like a sort of doubt beginning to slowly incline.
Mm.
You know, last night it was really more of like a, I'm done.
Okay. Well, Xavier, that troubles me, that story. This idea that you've developed...
I love it.
This idea that you've developed this wall, this threshold for loneliness... And your phrasing of that realization, I'm none, also troubles me. Have you been having thoughts of suicide lately?
No, Tom, no.
Well, we often talk about your daydreams. You have a couple of daydreams, and I think that stems back to the lack of change in your life. You are kind of in a lull, right? But you always talk about... You have a daydream about killing yourself or moving to another country.
It's not so much killing myself. I have three core daydreams. Mm. One is moving to another country. One is getting married. And one is dying. Because I feel like those are like three of the most exciting things that could possibly happen to me. I feel like I need something big to happen to me like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or like I want life changing.
One is more achievable than the other two.
Which one?
To die. Yeah. It's very easy. That's a thought that
I thought you were
going to
say get married, and I'm like, oh, Lucy!
And then I just pop down onto
you. You could die at any moment.
That would be very unprofessional if we had Alexi, my co-therapist, marrying a patient. There's actually a very good movie starring Uma Thurman and Meryl Streep about that very proposition.
It's not a good movie.
What?
It's not a good movie.
What's that movie called, even?
Let me just think about it for 1 second. I can probably get there. Meryl Streep plays a therapist. Her son is fucking Uma Thurman.
As much as
who plays the son?
I don't know. Some
Josh
good-looking
Hutchinson.
As much
Josh
as I hate to say this, I feel like we Josh could Hutchinson. Move on at this point.
No, Xavier, I want to use some of our time to discuss.
I worry
this
about depressing listeners.
Because I think we need closure.
Okay.
On this movie.
Movie. Google the movie. I'm going to Google it.
I believe,
but I was also.
I believe we use Bing in this household.
The idea,
we do, actually, we use Bing.
Google is
Crow's the Google Chrome. No, we're not using that.
We're
using Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Bing Chrome, as I like to call it, Bing Chrome.
Bing Chrome.
Bing Chromesby.
Bing Chromesby.
Oh my gosh! You know, I feel a lot better now.
It's called Prime. The movie's called Prime.
Prime.
Would never have got that.
No.
Never.
No. I knew it was one word.
Yeah.
It's about
I didn't know that.
It's about
okay,
the
main Xavier, our time's almost up. Is there anything you'd just like to leave on for this week? We can pick up where we left off last.
Yeah,
next
I've got one thing, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies, I'm single.
Okay.
Wink.
Well, we're in this therapy room alone except for Alexi, and there are no ladies here.
Do you ever use
is it called a therapy room? Have you is that what we call this
it's
place?
It's called a therapy house.
Therapy house. We're in
have
the therapy
ever
house
the
alone.
Have you used the podcast to, like, pick up ladies before?
All the time.
Never.
That's why I'm pounded so much sliz 24/7.
This is the worst I've ever heard. The
what
worst
about clunch?
Clunch. I don't mind clunch.
What about
sliz
gash?
Is worse. Gash, gross.
Let's rip and some gash.
Sliz is worse.
Rip and gash up and down the median strip.
Do either of you guys have any therapeutical... Do you need to get anything?
Oh, no! It's fine! I don't need to talk about anything! Nah, actually, I'm right. You're right, Alexi?
I'm kind of okay. I've got a bit of nerves inside of me.
Nervous?
Because I'm starting uni for the first time this week in a long
no,
time.
No, not for the first time. You
in
dropped out, didn't you? Where are you going?
I'm
going
to the University of a town that I live in.
It's the University of Sydney.
I don't say it in the podcast. What if there's someone... What if they don't need to know the details?
Yeah, but this is how you get that sliz.
Okay, University of Sydney. I'm going to be enrolling there.
Look him up, girls.
But yeah, so I'm a little bit nervous because I haven't written an essay in like 3 years. Now I'm going to be doing that a lot.
What did you do in your time away from university?
Well, I went to film school, graduated from film school, then I worked for a year in the industry, then I went traveling, and now I'm going
Wait,
back.
Wait, do you say the industry?
Yeah, the
prostitution.
The television industry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's fine too. There's a place for that.
Yeah,
I didn't realize the televised pornography. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's that's not where I work.
On the Scrambled Channel,
children's television.
Oh, that's
channel,
right. You were the warm up act. Did we talk about this on the podcast?
I don't remember if we talked about it, but
I think we talked about it. We haven't talked about it on the podcast.
I was a warm up guy for a children's television program,
which is very interesting.
It was great. It was real fun.
A lot of jokes about using
One
the toilet
direction.
Correctly.
I use a lot of jokes about One Direction.
Wow.
I would say that it was a chubby version of one of the hot guys from One Direction.
Is it Harry?
What's his name?
Harry Styles. Yeah, Harry Styles. So they had very similar haircuts.
Is that name made up, Harry Styles? It seems like it's made up.
Gangnam Styles.
If he changed his name just for the money.
I feel like One Direction were all test tube babies created in the 1990s where boy bands were big. And they're like, in 20 years they're going to come back.
Break him out of this tube.
And they're like, let's name him Harry Styles
because
he's got a hairstyle.
He's so pretty, that kid.
Yeah.
Wow, how old is he?
He's
well,
like
thanks for sharing.
1 year
that.
Below me. You guys are going to help me? It's going to be fine. Just say you'll be fine.
You'll be fine,
thanks.
Honestly. You know what? You'll be better than fine.
Yeah, if
you'll
any,
be great.
Any
yeah.
Listeners at Sydney Uni, just add me on Facebook. I'll accept you now. Or you can tweet at me or whatever.
Yeah, tweet at Alexi.
We'll
this
do it at
is
the
Alexi
show.
On Twitter.
Yeah, that is my name.
At this is Alexi.
Yeah, but anyway, we'll plug it later.
Yeah.
Just cut it out.
Yeah.
Alrighty,
snippet, put
ladies,
it in the end.
Ladies and so on, we're going to move right on. We're going to get to the news you can use, the stories that fuck you.
You know what? I bought and played some games this week, and you're not even
going to
ask me.
Alright, yeah, what do you fucking do?
Okay.
But well, can I get mine out of the way because there's nothing? I played like 15 minutes of Bioshock, and I liked that game a lot, and I haven't kept playing it.
The
yeah.
first one? Have you finished it?
No, never.
God, you suck.
I know. I've never beaten Half-Life
2. It's not even a hard
either.
Game, and it's a really, really fun game to get involved in.
I got stuck.
And yet you play PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, by all definitions, a very average game.
What?
Yeah, it's it's Smash Brothers, though, so I'm not, like,
I didn't ask you your opinions on games that we're not talking about.
Okay.
All I said,
I'm just
I played
saying.
50 minutes of Bioshock, never beaten it before, I'm determined to do it now.
Play that game, because it's amazing.
I've never beaten it either.
Yeah. Oh, you guys suck
I got stuck
so
really
much.
Early in that game.
Yeah.
Like, really early.
How?
I got completely stuck.
How did you get stuck?
Because I don't know where to go.
You have a map.
I got lost too, and I kind of stopped playing it because I like to like have the perfect character, like when I'm playing an RPG, and I kind of like fucked up one power, and I was like, nah, I'm not into
but
it.
But see, there's such light RPG elements in that game. Like, you can't fuck up your character because eventually you get all the powers, pretty much.
Yeah,
and
I know.
You can switch them out at any time.
But
there's
I just
no
kind of,
like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I got lost anyway. Tom, talk about your shit.
Okay. Well,
I seriously care so little about video games this week. I'm like, yeah, Tom, fucking do it.
Before we move on to my games.
Oh, what?
No, I'm just going to talk about Bioshock Infinite. Are you guys going to buy it and play
it? Yeah,
I'll
probably buy it. That trailer was bananas.
Oh, okay. Another
I don't understand why you want to play that game if you like haven't played Bioshock and you lost interest in the original Bioshock.
I didn't lose interest. I got stuck.
Well,
It's yeah, like how I got stuck on Half-Life 2, but I'd still play Half-Life 3 if it came out.
I understand you people.
I also, another game I wanted to talk about, broke Street Date yesterday, the new Tomb Raider reboot.
Yeah, Tomb Raider.
Which I'm pretty excited to play, and yesterday I just, like, spent all day looking at copies of, and, like, reading the back, and, like, looking at all the bonus special edition content and that kind of shit, and not being able to afford it. So
I'm gonna buy it this week, I think.
Hopefully by next week, I'll have played it, maybe Tom will have played it.
Yeah.
We'll be able to talk about it. Anyway, cool. Moving swiftly, Taylor swiftly, I might add. On to whatever Tom bullshit wants to talk about.
Okay, so this week I went out and picked up two games. I got Devil May Cry. DMC : Devil May Cry.
Uh-huh.
The reboot.
The new one?
Yeah, the reboot of the franchise. That game, I love the original Devil May Cry. That is a fantastic game.
Yeah.
Love it lots. But this new one, I think, has surpassed it. Not just in that it's a next generation, like, it's a current generation game as opposed to DMC, Devil May Cry's PlayStation 2. But I think it improves on everything that series is famous for, like the combat, the style, the narrative is so much better than the original Devil May Cry.
Definitely the style is better.
Yeah, it's a nicer looking game.
And I'm talking
game.
About his hairstyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
His hair looks great in the new game.
Yeah,
yeah, the thing that impressed...
Dante?
Yeah,
you know, he looks Dante. A little like our friend Max.
A little bit, like a more handsome, cheeky Max.
I'm going to tell Max you said that.
Okay, please do.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing that impressed me most about the new Devil May Cry, the one I've been playing, is the level design. It's got such a strong aesthetic. Basically, the premise is that they keep a lot of the original narrative elements from the first game. In that Dante is still a devil hunter. He's still half angel, half demon, but he has the power to switch between the real world and a place called Limbo, which is sort of like hyper, like color saturated, really sort of like dark and twisted.
It's Jamaica.
Place. No, well, yeah, actually, it's kind of like tropical, but in a really sinister way, which is quite cool. And like all this crazy stuff happens, like the laws of physics don't work.
So you can't fit under the bar.
It's a really, yeah, well. that's funny.
Tell me there's at least a mini game.
Anyway, yeah, but like the
dude, wouldn't you, if they put that out on Kinect?
Can we have 5 minutes of this podcast where we talk about video games? Just 5 minutes. I gave you 5 minutes to talk about your bullshit emotional problems. Let me talk about video
games. My bullshit emotional.
I was joking. Relax.
Therapy
I care about
is
you.
Fucking done. We're not doing that session anymore.
Oh, come on. That's a fun segment.
Tell me more about your Limbo Simulator.
Anyway, that game's really good. Go buy it. And also, I got Crysis 3, which is pretty average. So let's move on.
Is it pretty? Because I remember the Crysis game was
actually
not
so much. I'm playing it on PS3, and graphically, it's a bit underwhelming given Crytek's pedigree when it comes to these sort of things. I haven't seen it run on PC, but apparently, it's beautiful on PC. So
I saw Good Game's review of it on the television.
Yeah,
and they said like it's nowhere near the step up in graphics or in anything between 1 and 2.
Oh, okay.
But there was only like a 2-year development time.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah.
It was, you know...
It's one of those sequels that definitely feels like a sequel. It's not a new game. It's Crysis 2.5.
Yeah. Because
it follows the same story. It's still in New York.
Apparently a shorter campaign as well.
Yeah, it is quite short. I'm about halfway through and I only bought it on Tuesday. So
yeah.
No, Thursday, sorry. So, yeah, it's like fine. It's Crysis. I really like Crysis as a game. They got some neat gameplay things in there.
You super
which is cool. Yeah, no, and it definitely does a good job of making you feel like Superman.
I feel like from your reports, Far Cry 3 is doing a lot of the things that you look for in Cry, like, you know, all
yeah.
that setup and preparation before you execute a whole bunch of people stealthily and whatnot.
Since they were both Crysis is what Crytek worked on after Far Cry, right? Far Cry is no longer developed by Crytek, but I think that Far Cry is definitely maintaining that Crytek ethos when it comes to the open world and also just like looking good that Crysis isn't doing right now. Because Crysis is quite linear, especially compared to the first Crysis, which was an open world in which you could tackle the combat situations you're presented with in any number of ways. Whereas the new one, you definitely know what power you want to use or have to use to get through a situation. But yeah, no, I like it anyway. You know, it's linear, but you know, they do a good linear game, so you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nice. Lexi, you playing a game?
Yeah, just I'm replaying Mass Effect 2 and 3 at the moment.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, cool.
Just finished Mass Effect 2.
Mm-hmm.
New storyline, playing as a female Shep.
Fem Shep.
Yeah, Fem Shep. way better. Guys, if you've only played Mass Effect as male Shep, fucking change that shit up.
Yeah, well, that's what I've heard. The voice acting for Femme Shep is much better.
Yeah, Jennifer Hale, who famously played Bastila in... or Bastila, I don't know how you pronounce the name, in Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, okay.
She plays Femme Shep.
It's another great game I haven't played.
That's my favorite game of all time.
Really?
I realize that I only like the space opera RPG. That's like the only genre of game that I really, really play.
That's cool.
So Mass Effect and Knights of the Republic, I played them all through at least five times each.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm playing it now. Just beat Mass Effect 2. I got all the DLC.
Oh, okay.
No. And there were some really cool missions, like the Lair of the Shadow Broker was a fucking excellent mission.
Yeah.
If you haven't played that on Mass Effect 2. I have not. Fucking excellent mission. Cool. You get to hang out with Liara again. You bring her up into your ship, and if you're like fugging her, you can be like, yeah, you like
let's go about
it. Yeah, you can fug her again.
But, found that sliz.
Yeah. I feel like there's one.
That's, you, sorry, you can call their vagina sliz for sure. Really? That's probably what the technical term is.
Wait,
Aziz Ansari.
Good. Wonderful.
But yeah, it's really great. I just did a part in Mass Effect 3 that I actually cried in.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was, and then I had to go out after that. I was like, I'm a little bit
emotionally fragile.
Yeah, because
you're a delicate fucking flower.
Do you want to talk about it?
I don't. Yeah, like, spoiler alert for, like, my playthrough of Mass Effect. Like, if you managed to do the same
thing. If you did exactly the same thing.
Yeah, in Mass Effect 2, I became lovers with Thane, who is the Drell assassin in the game, who is dying. He's like, that's his whole character, is that he's like dying and has accepted death.
Yeah,
but then when you have a romance with him, he's like, I fucking love life again, thank you. And he's still dying. It doesn't bring him back. So, and then in the third game, there's a mission where he like stops an assassination, but he dies because of it. And just cried because I loved him so much.
Wow.
Yeah,
that
and then
speaks to the power of the power of
video games. Yeah.
And then he sends you an email post death.
Post mortem email.
They don't just write like
it's just an away message
from Thane from beyond the grave.
And then you just read the email. He just like says all these beautiful things, and I was just so choked up reading it. It was just wonderful.
That's interesting that in a video game, you playing as a woman can have a relationship with a man.
Yeah.
And love him.
Yeah, I did love him.
That's like transplanting some... that's like projecting some different feelings that you probably wouldn't be able to, express in real life.
Exactly. Or, like, through a video game is probably the only thing that you can have that with.
Because you're assuming a new person, like, a new personality, a new role. Yeah. You know, that's the whole point of a role-playing game, I guess, apart from the numbers. But, that's quite interesting.
I think that's why I like them. Especially, like, because I really like to do different playthroughs of RPGs. Space opera RPGs. Love to go back and do a new playthrough. And so this
The only
one...
game I've ever done that with is The Walking Dead, and I still haven't finished my second playthrough of that.
Because
that
also has, like, the different options and stuff.
Yeah, and I kind of get what Xavier was saying a couple of weeks ago about it not really making that much difference, but... I beg to differ in that playing through The Walking Dead again and again, it's different emotions. It may not have a different narrative impact,
but
definitely,
you differently,
you know, taking different people's sides. Like, there's one particular part, I think it's the third episode.
Spoilers?
Yeah, spoilers ahead. You're presented with a choice. One of the characters, Lily, kills one of your companions, and it's either, what's her name, or what's his name.
That's fair. You can
right?
just leave
it. No, that's good. We're not
and so
anything.
You have a choice whether to leave her or take you with you. Now, that doesn't really make a lot of difference because if you take her with you, she just steals the caravan anyway. She leaves after a short portion of narrative.
Boiling like
but
crazy.
If you leave her, nothing. It doesn't really change anything either. But that, I didn't leave her the first time. And so leaving her, even though I knew what would happen if I took her, just seeing how that played out, it affected me in a totally different way. So that's why I like the multi-playthroughs.
Yeah, I love it. Like, especially now this time, like, I first time playing as female. Like, Thane was my favorite character in Mass Effect 2. And now I can, like be in a relationship with him.
Yeah,
get to know him on a different level. Just so interesting.
Yeah, cool.
It's just great. Fucking hell, man. You should play as Femme
Exploring chaps. Different aspects of different characters. That's cool.
And then fucking him.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on something, something, Joyce. I really wish this was like a Tribe Time radio show. No, like a morning radio show with just annoying sound effects and shit.
You can do that. You can just do whatever you want.
I want
listen
a sound effect
board. Listen to this in the morning, everyone.
Yeah, if you're listening and it's not morning, put it away.
That's why I think we should do more morning episodes.
It's morning now, yeah.
It's 12:30.
No, it's actually 12:30.
All right, fuck it.
It's morning for me.
We're having a break. Weren't gonna sing.
Yeah, well, like, that's not singing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Buddy! It's punk music.
Stip Stiggity Story Time.
Stip Stiggity Story Time. I'm literally the least punk
person
you'll
ever
met. Why
did we pick this song?
We got nothing better to do than watch TV, have a couple of brews.
I'll have to fucking do.
Yeah.
I hate that band.
Why do you... You can't hate the band. You can hate that
song.
No, I
don't hate
the
band.
It's not their best song.
The band are awesome, dude. They backed up Bob Dylan.
Yeah, the band is my favorite band.
Yeah.
Why would you call your band the band?
Because they were like the band. You should watch
the movie
The Last Waltz.
It's like postmodern, bro.
They say... They explain it.
Because they're the fucking band,
they were always referred to as the band.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's just call
That's the thing, because they played with Bob Dylan, so it was like Bob Dylan and the band. Like, it wasn't important who they were.
Yeah.
Right, because they were with Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
But then they broke off and they were like, well, we're just going to be the band.
Yeah.
Who was in that band?
Robbie Robertson?
Nah.
Johnny Johnson.
He was in it. He was in the band. Robbie Robertson was the frontman.
That's true.
Okay.
I'd be the backman.
We're going
to. Why is that funny?
Because you're like butts. This is, of course, my favorite segment. Except for the ones where we don't have to talk about fucking video games.
Guys, come on.
This is a segment where we talk about what is new in the weekly week of weekly week of week. Did you ever play video games? I did. Not this week, but most weeks. And so I like to look at what's the week?
What does the future hold?
Well, what does the most recent week hold?
I mean, the future can't hold anything. I mean, it's an abstract. You know? It hasn't got hands or a cup, so...
Tom, you might be wondering. Yeah. I know you're not wondering because I just explained it to you. But listener, you might be wondering, why the hell did we play a Black Flag song? Ever.
Yeah, why was that?
Let me tell you. Let me tell you, ladies and gents. Ubisoft, our good friends at Ubi.
Ubi.
Thank you. I needed one of you to say it. It was Alexi, not Tom, and I was surprised and delighted.
Because we brought it up last time, I was aware.
Oh, was that then?
Yeah.
There we go. We've kept that tradition going.
Yeah, nice work.
No, that was Max Skelton who...
I don't want to hear it,
that.
Tom. You're naysaying... Ubisoft have confirmed the rumors that a new Assassin's Creed title is in the works, going so far as to fully reveal the game. It goes by the name of Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag. And will be
starring Henry Rollins.
Will be Henry rolling out onto...
Did you really write that? Did you fucking write that?
No, I did. I did.
Oh my god.
Will be Henry rolling out onto Xbox 360, PS3, and Wii U before too long. There's not that much more info than that, except that it's going to be all piratey-like.
Pirates!
No way.
Yeah, way.
Yarr.
So you like boats?
Probably, yes.
Probably on like a boat.
It's probably going to be all the worst parts of Assassin's Creed 3 in a game.
More details we can confirm. The box art looks so much like a stock standard Assassin's Creed character model that you have to squint to see just how it actually differs from the other games in the series. Let's hope the gameplay isn't the same way, am I right, gents?
Yep.
No.
Because those games are all the same.
They're
games in a series. Of course they all play the same.
No, they all look and
it's not like It's not like one's going to be a fucking first-person shooter.
Tom, this fucking city is run by Templars. They take the rights from all the kids. Understand, we're fighting a war we can't win.
Xavier.
They hate us. We hate them.
You haven't played Assassin's Creed 3 at any great length.
Walking down the street, I flip them off. They hit me across the head with a billy club. I tell them to go get fucked. They put me away. I go to court for my crime. Stand in line. Pay bail. I may serve time. Understand, we're fighting a war we can't win. They hate us. We hate them. We can't win. No way. Tom, you like punk music. Are you excited?
I'm excited about Henry Rollins.
Yeah.
Henry Rollins.
Except isn't he not with them anymore and just doing stand-up? The history
of Black Flag is very interesting. Okay, Henry Rollins doesn't perform with any Black Flag members anymore. Yes, he is just doing spoken word, which I think is interesting. He's a great storyteller. It's not stand-up at all.
No, I know. But I said it's stand-up-ish. Yeah. It's funny.
It is funny, but it's not. He's not doing stand-up comedy. He's just telling really good stories. He tells a great one about Iggy Pop. Oh, boy. Anyway, the history of Black Flag is really interesting because there's actually two Black Flags performing right now. One of them is called Flag, and the other one's called Black Flag. And they all have former members playing Black Flag songs. Mm. There's two bands doing it right now. Mm. And it's really interesting to me that both of them... Like, it's different eras, I guess. Mm. They've got different era members.
Much like the Assassin's Creed games take place in different eras.
Tenuous, but I'll give it to you.
It's true.
Lexi, you going to play this one?
I haven't played the last one yet.
Yeah, no, me neither. I played a little of it.
But... I really like Assassin's Creed 2 and then the one after that. Mm. And then I was playing the one after that one, Revelations. But then I was playing on PS3.
Brotherhood or?
Revelations.
Right, yeah.
Revelations.
And I just didn't like the control on the PS3 for the Assassin's Creed game. I just felt it wasn't as fluid as the Xbox 360, like, just the way that control feels in your hand.
Yeah. I love the Xbox 360 control. That's why I'm so stoked about the PS4 controller, because goddamn, that looks a lot like a 360 controller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, love it.
It was not conducive to the playing style of Assassin's Creed.
I've always thought the DualShock felt a bit flimsy.
Yeah.
It's flimsy.
It's a little light. Yeah.
It's flim-flammin'.
But I really like that franchise. I still haven't played the newest one, but I really want to play it.
Mm.
But
three,
I just feel like I haven't finished the last
good.
One. So
you
I
should
can't
you should play
it.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah,
it's good.
Lincoln in it.
It's not no, Lincoln. It's, Link, it's George Washington. What I wanted to talk about. They recently they released the first bit of DLC in terms of standalone story missions for Assassin's Creed 3, and it's such a cool premise.
Yeah.
Washington wins the war against the British and becomes the King of America and becomes a tyrant.
Cool. Oh, so
and
it's
so
like
it's an
a...
alternate timeline. It doesn't take place after the events of Assassin's Creed 3. In this timeline, Connor never became an assassin. So you play as Connor. Just as like a badass Indian warrior. It's not. There's no Assassin's Creed mythos associated with
that's
it.
Really
think,
rad.
That's
it
awesome.
Is really cool, and I want to download it and
that's
play.
That's like
it.
The kind of cool outside the box thinking that
they should have done.
You know,
with the next game.
Well, they
instead of making pirates
with every game ever made. You know.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm gonna get that and play that soon because that looks really cool.
I'm gonna reserve my excitement for this game until I know a bit more about it, just because they haven't released too much information.
I'm not excited about the pirate game at all.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm going to pay for it. I might pirate it.
Oh, hello.
Tommy, you're a backer of the upcoming Android-based console, the Ouya.
Oh, yeah, I am. Oh, yeah, I am.
Now, historically, I haven't been as excited about the platform as you. Mm. But that could be changing with the news just announced this week that game company co-founder Kelly Santiago.
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 Great name.
Who left the studio.
Kelly, not so good. Santiago.
But it's Kelly with two E's, which I kind of like.
Keely.
What?
I mean, three E's.
Kelly.
K-E-double-L-double-E.
Kelly.
I don't think that's the story here.
Kelly.
It's just
come
Kelly.
On. Kelly, if you're listening to this, what
get sort your shit out.
Ms. Santiago left the studio, that game company, after helping to create the immensely popular and brilliant Journey last year.
Seal of approval winner.
Will be joining the Ouya team.
Fuck yeah!
Her position as head of developer relations, or developer's best friend, as the team put it, will draw on her industry experience to, quote, remove the barriers to development, quote, free up the development process, and, quote, open up new doors in console gaming.
Well, I'm not as excited now, because she's not actually making any of the games, which is unfortunate. Because...
Well, we don't know that. She might.
But
I think it's great because I don't, in my knowledge, I don't think any other console manufacturer has someone who is an ex-dev as actually part of the that part of the team, you know, which I think is really interesting, and it kind of speaks to one of the exciting things about Ouya.
Well, that's kind of the Ouya. Yeah, it's kind of the Ouya ethos. They the thing about them is they, since it's such an open gaming platform, they're not going to make any games themselves. Mm. But, of course, like, they want to make it as easy for people to make games for it as possible. Yeah. That was part of the big thing. So, it's naturally, they do put a focus on it, which is good. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. It just sounds like great news to me. I don't really have any jokes about it.
Wonderful news.
It's a mitzvah.
good news, everyone. I can't do the
Is that Lincoln?
Yeah, that's Jonathan.
Jonathan Lincoln. Yeah,
Daniel Daniel Day Lewis as Lincoln.
Lewis.
Is that his last name?
Yeah.
Daniel Day Lewis. Thank you. I love that. That's great. Just say the last name and then go. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Could I have a glass, Alexi?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, we only have two more stories. It's a pretty slow week.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm actually really glad that we have our good friend Alexi here.
Thank you. He's a wonderful space fella.
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
you know how you say some
like
people
a fat
always
joke.
Filled with down and love.
Here you go, sir.
This one is barely a story, so you guys will enjoy
it. Stop that.
Stop peeing into the glass.
Stop
dripping everywhere.
That was a joke for everyone in the room.
It'll be heard.
Yeah.
League of Legends developer Riot Games have set up a brand new office in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, cool.
Exactly what this means, we're not entirely sure, but in a time where it seems like an Australian studio is getting closed every month, it's pretty encouraging news.
That's bad news. Don't bring your Riot here. This is a peaceful town. We don't need your giant shark.
The new studio will be in Cronulla.
Ooh, racy.
Whoa.
Riot Sydney will be supporting League of Legends Oceania. How do you pronounce that word?
Oceania.
Oh, I hate it.
Isn't it Oceania?
Yeah. I say Oceania.
You can't just say whatever you want. There's fucking rules to language. You can't just like, oh, fuck it. I'm going to pronounce potato
as... Hey, Tom, and a bloggle geep to you too.
Very insulting. I'm just going to say Oceania.
Oceania,
mate.
Yeah.
Oceania.
Ocean.
They will be supporting the League of Legends Oceania services for the time being, and we'll stay tuned for any more exciting updates.
Hooray. Yeah. No, that is good that we've got...
Huzzah.
Especially a member of a larger company based in Australia. Mm. That's good. I mean, it didn't work out so well for Bondi.
Or Sega.
Or anyone else. Yeah, but that's good. At least they got support from overseas.
We're going to end on some bad news, because there's no, like, wacky uplifting stuff.
Yay!
After its reveal at E3 2012, we here at SSJ, and by that I mean me, because I haven't run this by anybody, not even John C. Pendleton.
Pendleton pig. He doesn't...
It's hard to get in contact
with. Yeah, he is. He's very busy.
We here at SSJ... Me here, SSJ, we're pretty damn excited about the probably next-gen title, Star Wars 1313. But we haven't heard too much about it since. So you are excited about it?
I'm wonderfully excited. I love the Star Wars universe.
Yeah. Is there anything else recent, like up after the announcement of the title?
Reports have emerged that this radio silence is due to a potential delay caused by the Disney buyout and subsequent new trilogy of Star Wars films.
Yeah.
Evidently, the focus has shifted from the decidedly extended universe 1313 to the mainline franchise, and the traditional media blitz associated with films like these indicates that we're more likely to see a Star Wars Episode 7 game before 1313 sees the light of day.
God.
Of course, this is all speculation, but it is a damn shame. 1313 looked really impressive, and it's a shame to find out that we might not be seeing it anytime soon.
The best thing about that game, in my opinion, was that it went beyond... It wasn't set during the prequel universe, right? That went beyond Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, because that is the time and place I love most in Star Wars. I've read a lot of fiction set just after Episode 6, written by authors not George Lucas, which meant it was good. And, yeah, I'm not a nerd. Star Wars books are great. There's a lot of...
Just accept that you're a nerd. I'm a nerd. Yeah, I've read
being
Star Wars books.
Yeah, it's fine. Star Wars
I've read the novelization
really
of Star Wars written by George Lucas. I gotta tell you, it's a treat.
How many R's were backwards?
But
was it written in crayon?
It was written in crayon, yeah.
Did it say lemonade?
I heard that was a ghost written by like a famous
by Hemingway.
Sci-fi.
Hemingway's ghost wrote that novel.
I don't think someone like a famous sci-fi writer or Hemingway wrote that though. It seemed like George.
Someone that has Dean in the name. What's a sci-fi writer that has Dean in their name?
Richard Dean Anderson?
It might be Richard Dean
Anderson.
Arthur Dean Clarke.
I fuck you guys, I don't know that many
Stanley
sci-fi
Dean
authors.
Kubrick.
Arthur D. Clarke.
He's not
a
sci-fi author.
Dean Pelton.
Arthur Dean, you later. Clarke and Stanley Kubrick wrote Space Odyssey together.
I guess so, yeah, but he was more the film.
That was one of my favorites.
That was a great
one.
It's a good episode.
When I read this story, I felt a great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror with the yada yada.
And silence.
Have you ever noticed how, like, fucking weirdly... Like, that's a classic quote, right? It's really weirdly written. I got the exact quote.
Yeah, because George Lucas is batshit. He was never a good writer.
He goes, "I felt a great disturbance in the Force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced." Like, get a new fucking adjective.
Yeah, exactly.
Abruptly, maybe? Lucas! I could have written a better Star Wars.
That's one of my great weaknesses as a writer. I have a tendency in small passages to repeat phrases... because it's on my mind, like it's in my head, and I just forget what I've immediately written.
Donuts.
Yeah, so that's really disappointing, because
that game looked super cool.
Does look cool.
And it's totally up my alley. Totally, like, that's like a picture of porn for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the moving image that I would masturbate to.
That said, this is based on a jug,
like a pitcher. Jug of porn. Like a jug full of porn.
This is based on...
full of porn, geez.
Shut the fuck up. You want me to talk about video games? I will, buddy. Talk about your pitcher of porn in some other segment. This is based on, like, reports and stuff. So we're not 100% sure. There could be word from Lucas that... Well, not Lucas himself, but...
Lukey.
Lucas Skywalker.
John, do you reckon Lucas Picard?
Sure I reckon somewhere along the line.
Oh, Alexi, you weren't here when I perfected this, but I've perfected a one-word impression of Patrick Stewart as Jean-Luc Picard, but the impression is of him saying his own name.
No, it was more like you were trying to do an impression in general, but it turned out that the only word that you could really say was Picard.
I could say, okay, Picard.
That's good.
It's not
that's
bad, really, right?
Yeah.
Make it so.
It's like I've got a one-syllable Cosby. I know I do this joke too.
You do it all the time, but it's good.
Zip!
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
zip!
I like that.
I can't do it.
Louis Armstrong.
No, that was Cookie Monster.
Zip!
I used to be able to do Patrick Stewart, Sean Connery, but then when fucking Dark Knight Rises came out, it's all Bane.
It's all Bane. Xavier does a good Bane.
You've done this before. Is you like set up an impression for me to do? I'm not proud of any of my impressions. I know you did it on when we guessed it on the GCP, the Gaming Call podcast.
I did, and they yelled.
You're like,
at me.
Hey, I'm not gonna make Xavier do it, but he has the best impression. You guys have got to hear it.
I don't think I was that fucking enthused.
You were very excited.
I was that excited. I think possibly I've been off mic this whole time.
No, I can hear you.
Can you?
Yeah, you're okay, fine.
Good. I'm fine.
You're fine.
I'm fine.
It's cool. I generally edit you out of every episode anyway, so...
Just replace me with a robot.
I just read your lines in a wacky voice. It'd be funny if you didn't actually know what you sounded like. Like, every episode was just me trying to do your voice.
I've never heard my voice before.
I've never done your voice before.
You can't do my voice
at all.
Wait, hang on.
Like, mentally challenged John Howard.
That's like John Howard if he was a character on Blinky Bill.
He is a character on Blinky Bill. He has those koala eyebrows. This is our country. We will decide who we let in and the means by which they come.
It's my party, and I'll lie if I want. My mum had a poster of that.
I am not a crook.
Boy, I hope I have a good night at the theatre and don't get shot in the head.
I did not have
sexual relations with that woman.
Think not of what your country can do for you, but of what you can do for your country.
You know what I remembered yesterday? This is going to bring things down. I remembered that Neil Armstrong died.
Yeah, he died. Because
I forgot about it, and I was fucking crushed. It was like I just found out again.
Mm.
Yeah, when you forgot. I recently thought, for a little while, I thought Adele had died.
Really?
Because I just saw on
she's like 24 or something.
Yeah, I saw on like 4chan, it was one of those things
there you go,
RIP, thing like that, and I just went, oh, Adele's dead. Just like
the forgot sky about finally
it.
Fell.
Yeah, and then I was then there was all this Oscar buzz about her.
Now like, she's rolling
she's
in the deep.
Posthumous Oscar.
And I was like, oh, like it's really insensitive. They keep playing her music on the radio and stuff like that. This is so insensitive. Oh and just God. Like it's just locked into my head that Adele was dead. And then I just saw her, like, at the Oscars. I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
am I the only one seeing this?
Yeah. I think it was... I thought she died before Skyfall. I'm like, how are they making this song? She's fucking dead.
They just clipped together studio tapes of her singing shit. It's like, Skyfallin'. Yeah.
Skyfallin'.
Yeah.
Skyfallin' in love
Skyfallin' 2, Lost in New York.
Sky rolling in the deep.
She has more than one
song.
No,
she doesn't. They're all the same.
That's rude.
It's not rude. R.I.P. You get that much fucking radio airplay, everyone only knows one song. No one's buying that album.
I could name two off the top of my head right now.
Roll, name them. Skyfall.
Yeah. Rolling Deep. We just talked about it.
Oh.
I don't know any other songs by Adele, but she's such a charming lady. I'm glad she's not dead.
No, she sounds like a chimney sweep. She talks like a chimney sweep.
She's from England.
Yeah. She has this beautiful voice, and she's from Brighton. She's like, "Hey, how's it going, mate?
There's videos of her laughing on like talk shows that are clipped together because her mom's like,
"Yeah."
But British, right?
I'm gonna say I find Adele extremely attractive.
Really?
She's physically attractive.
She's husky. She's a husky lady.
I like her. I like a thicker milkshake.
Thicker milkshake.
I like her. She's really. I feel like I could.
Her and I could lie on like a bearskin rug in front of a fireplace.
Yeah, she'd keep you warm at night.
Is that like Dark Knight Rises style?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly
Dark
what I was
Rises
thinking.
Style.
Yeah.
What was the deal there? Why did he have sex with her?
Have you seen her?
That movie.
Marion Cotillard.
Yeah, I would fuck her, but like, it's just like, I don't.
That didn't make any narrative sense to me at all.
Why did she have sex with him? I didn't get why she had sex
He's
with him.
He's Batman!
Either.
I mean, Bruce Wayne.
I know, but she.
It's a secret.
I know. We can't let this
spoiler
get out.
Alert, if you haven't seen the horrible fucking movie Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, no.
In retrospect, that wasn't a great movie. You only hate it because Pete Holmes hates it.
No, I hated it the moment that I saw that movie. I hated
the
whole
moment I saw that movie, I really liked it, but I've gone cold on it.
No, I hated it. I've hated it.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good. I'm glad you like
it. It doesn't make a lot of narrative sense in the end.
I'm glad you liked that movie, but I. There's very. I like Anne Hathaway in that movie. But that's,
she has a vision.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
There's a lot of Anne Hathaway bashing. It's very popular at the moment.
Yeah, we have one particular friend who really doesn't like her, and
Wait, who is it?
You had a talk to her on the internet about it. You actually called her. Remember, she had a bash on Anne Hathaway.
Oh yeah, fucking Anne that bitch. Yeah, yeah. No time for that
bitch. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's very popular at the moment. I can't.
But why?
I get
what
it.
Has she done wrong?
I know what it is.
I kind of get
what it. What is it?
If she reminds everyone of that girl in drama class who was like, "I'm gonna win an Oscar.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed."
I know.
You know what it is?
Exactly like, who you're talking about.
You know what it
in
is?
In my year or your year?
No. At uni, my first semester, I did.
Yeah.
I think even beyond that, like not necessarily just in a drama sense, she's got that Lisa Simpson-ness about her. Like, you know how everyone in Springfield hates Lisa, right?
Yeah.
But like, she's great.
Yeah. Because there's a strong anti-intellectualism in Springfield.
Yeah.
It's just so unrelatable. It's just so
unrelatable. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And she's so like
talented.
Obsessed, and she's talented. Like I like her in movies. I really like watching her in movies. But just her persona off screen is just like, it's a little bit crazy.
I saw her on Letterman once, and she was actually quite earthy.
Yeah, really?
She was, I don't know, it was probably a character.
Dirty.
Probably a character.
She was still in costume from Les Mis.
From Les Mis,
yeah.
Yeah,
can you just imagine
missing
her?
Missing teeth, like rosacea all over her face.
I would have loved to have been on the set of Les Mis, just to hear her and Hugh Jackman just fucking gabbing about musicals. Having the little chats. Like,
I would have liked to have been on set at Les Mis and fucked her in costume when she was the prostitute.
Yeah,
I would have done
she's
that.
She's so attractive.
Even when she was looking all dirty and gross, I would have put my penis in her.
I get why people hate her. I'm sometimes almost like, ugh.
I'm sorry, not to interrupt you, Alexi. Tom, were you going for the guy who rapes her in that movie?
No,
like,
no,
I would never do that.
You guys
that.
Seen Lame
Miss?
I haven't seen it.
It's really good, dude.
I'd like to see it. I liked
me and Xavier saw it together.
Just shut off in the Russell Crowe singing bits, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I've heard that he's
not. Yeah, Rusty.
He's so bad.
He's not so bad. He's
really. He sounds
Rusty's a bit. He's.
He sounds like he's drowning.
But he has a band.
Yeah, in his band, he like sings manlier than this manly musical part.
Jovert.
Is he featured in any of the ads?
I think there's like a picture of his face. Just like a still image.
But him singing.
It's kind of like, Les Mis, everyone knows it's a musical. Do you remember when Sweeney Todd, the movie came out, and the ads didn't have any music in them?
Yeah.
Or, like, they had some backing music, but they tried to sell it as, like, a gritty action flick or something?
Mm. They had the trying
to like
a
drama.
Gothic Tim Burton.
Just like
thing.
A classic sort of, what's his name?
Because I remember there
main
was
guy.
A few little,
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
I couldn't remember Johnny Depp.
John D.
You don't know him well.
No, I call him JD.
I call him John Depp.
Wow. Jonathan Depp.
Because he has no depth as a character. Actually.
I really liked Sweeney Todd when I saw it. Haven't seen it since then. But I remember that there was like one or two words that you could... I was just like, oh, this is a musical. I could tell from those like two words in the trailer. And then everyone else had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I knew because I'm interested in musicals and
also
vaginas, like, you know, probably about the same amount, but like, but like, yeah, I knew it was, but I thought it was really interesting getting in the mindset of people who just didn't know, who like went to see that movie, like, the fuck's going on? Like,
I also remember, cause I was probably around, I was like 14 when that movie came out. So I went to like see with like my friendies and stuff like that. And
sorry,
that was
so
real
much,
subtle.
And, I'm sorry, I make it so much. Sense.
They were all like Johnny Depp fans. I was never a huge Johnny Depp fan, and they were like, "Oh, I hope he wins the Oscar this year. He finally deserves the Oscar." I'm like, "No, shut the fuck up. There will be bloodies out this year.
You're
not going to beat Daniel Day-Lewis doing the best performance of his life."
That went poorly.
What's the quote from that film?
I will drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. He's a bastard in a basket. This is my son, HW.
You're doing a pretty good impression.
Yeah, I'm good. I've never rocked that one out before.
Wow, like, is that a first time?
Yeah, I felt really good about that.
That's funny.
I think I said, I drink your milkshake before, but I was like, when I could hear it in the cans just then, I was like,
you were shocked at your own proficiency.
I'm killing it right
just
now.
Just slaying, destroying that impression.
Can make a big diff. Mm.
Yeah.
We do have some questions from our dear listeners.
We should probably have a musical break before we get to that. This was the news segment.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. In short, please bring back Star Wars 1313.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars. How did we tangent?
I'm not sure.
We're going to have to listen to this episode.
In summation.
I drink your milkshake.
Black Flag are overrated.
They are not overrated. They are
seminal. I like
seminal.
Real music.
They are seminal in that they contain semen.
Semen.
Let's stop. In response to a humorous photographic post on the Facebook page, which I posted photographically on the page of our Facebook, which showed the early stages of planning this episode. I don't know if either of you guys saw it. I thought it was pretty funny.
I saw it. What was it?
Alexi's a real fan.
I thought it would be weird if I liked it.
I guess. Well, I mean,
I would have probably written something like, "Oh, I hear the guest is going to be great" or something, and I was like, "I don't want to be that person. making those kind of jokes."
What was the photograph of? I did not look.
I mean, I can find it for you if you want, but I know all of our dear listeners are bigger fans, and they've already seen it. They don't want me to retread.
Yeah. Have I seen it before? Is it from the conversation with me?
Or no, it's
not from a conversation with you. It's from the show notes.
Okay.
There's things which I'd never let you see.
Okay.
This would be a glimpse into the behind-the-scenes operation which I run. But yes, we got a nice little outpouring of support from the little ones this week.
That's
like
nice.
a decent chunk of handful. Because the joke of that thing was that it looked like I was very unprepared.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, of course, is wildly untrue, of course. I put hours of work into this.
Hours.
Done with it. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Okay, so we got a bunch of this stuff, because people were like, well, shit, we have to make this podcast work. Like, come on, band together, ladies and gents.
Yeah.
Anyway, first of all...
Keep calm and podcast comment.
I'm not guaranteeing quality, but we got some quantity here.
Yeah.
First message comes from Ewan Juan.
Oh, good old E1.
It says simply, play Adventure Time DS and Witcher 2 so my games feel relevant.
Is that Ewan E-O?
Yeah. Now, Ewan, I'm very poor. if you want to buy these games for me, I'll think about playing them.
That's funny.
I still have other...
I just looked at the picture. Nice one, man.
Don't fucking do that to me.
Yeah,
don't
come on,
fucking do that to me. You're being a child.
Go
for
on.
Christ's sake.
Go
you
on.
Don't put a quarter as much work into this shit as me. You gotta indulge me.
Come on, guys. I'm here. This is, like, uncomfortable.
I know. We just had therapy. Already
yeah,
full
come
of rage
on. Let's
again.
Just keep friendships afloat.
Anyone have anything else they want to say to Ewan?
Ewan, enjoy Melbourne.
Or about Adventure Time DS or Witcher 2. Has anyone played either of those?
No. I wanted to play Witcher 2, but I felt I wanted to play Witcher 1 first, but I don't have anything to play Witcher 1 on. Mm. And so I'm just like, I don't want to start halfway through.
Yeah. I think it's the funniest name for a game, especially when you say it fun. Witcher 1, Witcher 2, Witcher 3.
Witcher 1.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Get ethnic with Alexi. Can you start a podcast?
Yeah. I only have ethnic guests.
Getting ethnic with Alexi Toliopoulos.
Yeah. Like which one are you going to play? At which one or the Witcher 2?
William Juan says, I have a question. Why are you so disorganized? Clearly misunderstanding both the fact that I had barely started writing for the episode and also that my emotional and mental state has been in flux recently, and it's like, goddamn, okay, I'm not perfect, alright? I'm just a fucking human being. Aeon. Sometimes it's hard to get everything together on my own for you people, so quit being so fucking demanding, because I swear sometimes it's more than I can take, okay?
Aeon flux?
He also adds that The Witcher 2 owns bones.
Owns bones?
Yeah.
Witcher probably would be someone that has like a just collection skulls. Of bones.
I can only imagine
his apartment.
Is the Witcher his name?
I like to think Witcher 2 is like an extra, like how they credit an extra in a motion picture.
Witcher 2. Witcher 2.
It sounds like a DJ sample.
Well, put it on your IMDb page. Witcher. You played Witcher 2.
Would you like to go to Witcher 2?
I'm going to Witcher 2!
but yeah, so Witcher 2, he is like Witcher, what's his name in the game?
I don't know. John I think Witcher? It might be
John Witcher.
John Witcher.
Jack Witcher. Yeah, Jack Tom Cruise is Jack Witcher.
Have you guys seen that movie?
No, yes, save it.
I saw it. It's great.
So bad.
It's so great.
I really hated it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it, but
Witcher
I didn't
2,
like it.
The re-witcher.
I thought it was.
You know what? I didn't really hate it, but yeah. I thought it was pretty bad.
I don't like gun justice movies. Mm. I've
gun
never
you don't like
Dirty
Death
Harry.
Wish?
I don't like Dirty Harry or Death Wish.
You don't like Death Wish? Wow.
No, I just don't like gun justice. I'm like.
I like Death Wish because I can always imagine.
Police Academy.
I've never seen a Police Academy movie.
Me neither.
I think one
of my
friends...
Okay, maybe not Gun Justice, but what about Walk Tall? That's like...
Walking Tall?
No, Walk Tall.
Walking Tall with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, yeah.
What about...
He has the...
he's got that big...
It's a 2x4 Justice. 2x4,
and he like smashes like A.
Yeah,
now I got a reason to stop you because I break your headlight.
He's such a bad cop.
Come on, Johnny Knoxville. Let's clean this town up. Let's go down to this. I saw that in the cinema.
That led to Johnny Knoxville... gaining many roles as the oddball deputy.
Yeah.
Is that in The Last Stand the with Arnold Oldman Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
We should go see that for the Peanut Gallery, Xavier.
I've...
Could you come with us, Alexi?
Yeah, I'll come with you.
Who'll come with us?
Oh, the new Schwartz.
Yeah. The new Schwartz.
Schwartz.
Yeah. Arnold Schwartz.
Can you imagine his name is Arnold Schwartz?
No, because he'd be Jewish then. His
exactly.
name is Arnie Schwartz.
Arnie Schwartz.
Yeah. I swear we've done this bit before.
But
I swear this is a bit we've done.
Timeless.
Have you guys ever seen the movie A Man Apart?
No.
It's a movie I've only ever seen the cover of. It stars Vin Diesel. He's got a goatee in it. But the movie, I think it probably came out the same year as Walking Tall, and I just think it looks like Walking Tall.
Mm. Have you guys ever seen... Oh, hang on. The best movie is the sequel to Walk Tall with...
Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin
Hercules Sorbo.
Lost in New York? What?
Yeah, Walking Tall 2,
Kevin
Lost
Sorbo.
In New York.
And he's totally out of shape.
Is it
as well.
Walk Tall or Walking Tall?
It's Walk Tall, I believe.
You're
thinking of Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox
story. Dewey Cox
story.
Okay, maybe
it's Walking Tall.
Can we look this up? Can we be
No.
It?
No, it's Walking Tall. I already know that I'm right.
You have a smart telephone if you need
okay.
to.
Yeah, you
I'm
can look
bing
it up.
It. Fill some time, guys.
So yeah, Kevin Sorbo reprises...
his
no,
role
he's a reprisor.
As
he's,
television strongman. Because it's a straight-to-TV movie.
Yeah, straight to TVD.
You don't like...
TVD.
You don't like gun justice.
Yeah.
But we agree on harpoon justice.
That's different because that's got to happen.
It doesn't fire a small pellet. It fires
a
sort of metal jabber.
Yeah, metal jabber, whatever.
Metal jabber.
it's
Walking Tall.
Yeah, I told you.
Sergeant Chris Vaughn.
Should have put a bet on it. But yeah, Jack Reacher, I didn't mind it. I saw it in a cinema.
There was this really awkward sexual tension that they completely jammed in there between him, like Tom Cruise and Blondie. Just for no reason.
Yeah.
And he seemed really forceful and it was very uncomfortable the whole way. He seemed very like misogynistic and just forcing this completely unreciprocated sexual tension throughout the whole film.
I love one of the reasons I love the movie, I really like Tom Cruise. Mm. And I
do you?
I really do. I
He's
love him.
Batshit insane.
Yeah, but I love the way he acts in movies.
Yeah.
And I think Tom Cruise is kind of like he's like the male Anne Hathaway.
No, he's not.
They put a lot of effort into like acting in movies and stuff like that, but they're totally unrelatable as human beings. Mm. And they
I get
fucking
an Ash
suck
Ketchum
dick
vibe
at reading scripts.
Yeah, he could totally play Ash Ketchum.
Yeah.
An older time. Yeah.
I've never noticed, I know he's a short man.
Yeah.
I've never noticed him short except for Jack Reacher. He looks so short in every scene of that movie.
And in the books, he's meant to be like a giant.
Yeah, but whatever. It's just an adaptation.
It made Jack Reacher seem so funny as a title because it's like trying to get things off high shelves.
The top shelf. Oh, that's genius. Love it.
Seemed like we were going to high five just then when we both mimed for a top shelf.
Yeah, I saw it. Saw what happened.
Ah, that was good. That was good enough.
All right, we got a couple more questions.
This is my Jack Reacher flannel that I'm wearing today.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
Well, is that just the flannel you wore to Jack Reacher?
I did wear this to Jack Reacher. I got this when I was in Philadelphia, and I also had a
got it in Philly.
I got it from an army surplus.
Wasn't that
store.
Like a really expensive one? Or am I thinking of another jacket or something?
Another,
I have too many stories about your wardrobe.
I've got a plaid shirt that's really expensive.
Yeah.
Did you get a cheesesteak while you're in Philly?
I did. I had 3 cheesesteaks.
You go to the Italian sandwich shop?
I did.
Yeah.
The one featured in...
you get some of that sweet provolone cheese.
Provolone is a very bitter cheese.
It's
a bitter cheese.
Bit of broccoli rabe.
Did you eat the Liberty Bell?
I did have the broccoli
rabe. Yeah, a bit of Italian pulled pork. Yeah.
That's what I have. It's the best sandwich I've ever eaten.
Broccoli rabe. Yeah, it's really tasty.
Shut up!
It is really tasty. That's a really nice sandwich.
We have 3 questions from Taylor, a.k.a. Gargoyle Juan.
Gargi Juan.
The Argyle. Gargoyle.
Taylor. Taylor, man or girl?
Man.
Manly man.
Nice.
From the United States of America. I don't know which one, but it could be Philadelphia. It's probably not.
I really like Philadelphia.
The statistics are against him being from Philadelphia.
I like androgynous names. So, Taylor, welcome.
Yeah. Good on you, man. Non-gender defined.
Everyone has pet peeves.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I said there were 3 from him. We have 3 from somebody else. He has 1 question.
Okay.
Everyone has pet peeves, but with the internet blending further with pop culture, it calls for an entirely new set of them. What are some things floating around the digital zeitgeist that really get under your skin?
Memes.
Yeah, I hate everything on the internet, pretty much.
The internet is a big garbage compactor that occasionally like mixes some items together to make a really good item.
It's like that scene in Star Wars. Mostly garbage. Some of it are beloved characters.
And sometimes there's a monster. There's a weird, hairy monster thing. Mm.
I mean, what's good on the internet? I like Carly Rae Jepsen. She is brought to me by the internet.
Brought to you by the internet.
I hate people who use hashtags on Facebook, but do you know what I hate more?
Mm.
People who complain about people using hashtags on Facebook. I'm like, get a fucking life. Let them do what they want. Just hate it in your silence.
Read around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes it's like, a funny gag.
Exactly. Just putting a hash in front of many words squished into one word doesn't... Like, I don't understand that.
Twitter has made that a way of serving up a punchline. Like, it's sort of a new way of framing a joke.
Yeah, it's...
And if that creeps onto Facebook, like, it doesn't serve the same purpose as on Twitter, but also,
it's
like...
It's still funny.
Yeah, it's still a way to deliver a punchline.
Similar to the .jpg punchline.
Yeah.
Like, you put one word together and put .jpeg at the end, which is...
It's the modern, modern adaptation.
It's sort of like that, except we've moved beyond digital cameras.
Yeah.
Wait, no, we haven't. We're still using digital cameras quite often.
Just word portraits now. Word portraits.
It's all ASCII art.
ASCII.
The way of the future.
I've not seen ASCII art in so long.
I remember ASCII penises being big. People liked that.
I saw someone had recreated all of the first Star Wars movie, like A New Hope, in ASCII.
Ow.
Like, clearly no sound and not really worth watching because it's, ASCII or whatever. Yeah. There's no color or anything. But, like, it was really interesting to watch, like, at least just the opening titles or whatever.
Yeah, I remember this, bring it back to video games, just a tad. So if you don't
Nobody else answered the pet peeve question.
We're getting to it. Yeah. We're talking about video games. My pet peeve is you nagging me, Thomas.
That's not even an internet thing.
Well, we're putting this podcast on the internet. Shut up.
When I used to use walkthroughs for video games, you go on like game FAQs.
Game Facts.
Yeah, I always used to call it Game Fox.
Oh, no.
Because Q would make me pronounce the word differently. Oh, yeah. And then they would always like have like, it would just be like one giant like note document, and it would always have like an ASCII art.
Yeah,
like,
they'd recreate like the Legend of Zelda logo or whatever. Yeah, totally.
I would always copy and paste
the crest
that
of
and just have
put it as your MSN Messenger name or something.
That would be great. Just like it gets jumbled around.
Just copy and paste it into some chat rooms. Yeah. See what kind of slurs you could.
I think I had like I miss using MSN. I miss it. I don't know.
I hate talking to my.
Yeah, but I used to, like, it was so, like, I feel that like was how you had to get a girlfriend in high school.
I got in on MSN. I got in real late on MSN. Yeah, I never, you were super late. I was quite a Luddite in high school. I didn't have MySpace till I was in year 9.
I didn't have MySpace till year 11.
Really? Wow.
And then I didn't have Facebook.
I got on Facebook pretty quick though, because I decided that was much better than I looked at it, I was like, this is what I want. But then the new Facebook can fangle things. It's not.
Ugh.
You know what I hate? Digital pet peeve? People complaining about the new Facebook.
I know, yeah. Because...
I mean, I hate every Facebook.
Yeah.
They all suck.
People complain about, like, oh, I don't know how to use it, but, like, you didn't know how to use the old one. Like, it's progress, man.
Yeah. That said, the new iTunes is just garbage.
It is.
Right, there's a new iTunes?
It is. It doesn't work.
Maybe it's not that new. Maybe you haven't used it, though. It's new enough for it to go either way.
Yeah.
Okay. But they got rid of the sidebar, and you have to, like, find it, and now it's really hard to use.
It's like a drop-down menu. So they've removed like the one feature that set.
Well, you can bring the sidebar back, but it's still really complicated.
Wait,
hard to use.
What's a sidebar?
The sidebar. The navigation.
What's a sidebar?
Oh man!
So glad you laughed at that. Oh, but what is the sidebar?
You know, it's the thing that has like, your playlists
on the,
and, like,
on the left.
You know,
it's like movies.
Oh, okay.
All that shit,
you know something weird?
What?
Never made a playlist.
Not even the top 25 most played songs?
No, I don't use that. The only place I've ever made is on my Spotify. And that's, it's called Full Moon, and it's just songs that have the word moon in the title that I play when it's a full moon.
All moon, all the time, coming up next on
Moon River's on there.
Good.
Guess.
Wonderful
guess.
Night for a moon dance.
Yep, that's on there.
Moon Blue dance. Moon.
Blue Moon is on there. A few versions of Blue Moon, actually.
Nice.
Moon Shadow, Cat Stevens opens it up.
Yeah.
It's the first one on there.
What about, is there anything about werewolves in
That's what I was going to say. There's one song that doesn't have Moon in the title.
But it's about werewolves.
Werewolves of London.
Werewolves of London, yeah. Fantastic.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
I'm now, you got some Dark Side of the Moon?
No, I don't.
Well,
no,
I guess there's no track called that.
What about...
Mr. Moonlight?
You guys can find it on my Spotify. I'm sure it's public.
The only playlists I create on Spotify are Album of the Year playlists, same as on iTunes, because Xavier tipped me off as a good way to like collate all the albums that have come out that year and really sort of like listen to them, which is good.
Dancing
Do you have
in
that
the Moonlight?
Song, I Don't Want to Live on the Moon from Sesame Street?
No.
It's a good song.
I've got Man on the Moon by R.E.M.
I was about to say Man in the Mirror. No. I love
Something
There.
That's not on there. That's not on there.
It's just free association
now.
All right, we have three more questions, all coming from the same young gentleman.
Yep.
His name is Cameron Juan.
Cammy.
Our friend from SA.
SA.
You haven't written an essay in a couple of years.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Wowza, that was a callback on that.
Yeah.
It doesn't count, though, because
it's not
funny.
A joke.
Yeah. He says, if you were to... he says, I apologize if you've answered any of these before, and I think we might have, but we might have different answers.
No, Cameron. Come on, Cameron.
If you were to create a game, what would it be? What kind of gameplay would it entail? Would it focus more on story or characters, or be one of those games with neither?
We decided that the SSJ game...
I just want to preface this by saying we're not talking about the game of the podcast. It's just like if we were to create...
Oh, no. Okay. This is the
Your
game of the podcast.
That's not what he's asking.
It's a kart racer. The game of the podcast is a kart racer where there are no karts.
It's
you
like
just control.
Two playable
characters. Yeah, you can, me and Xavier are the only two
Everyone
characters
else is
you
DLC.
Can choose. No, every other character is an NPC and they all have karts and we don't have karts. And we're just running around the track and we can't win. And the only animation in the game that isn't gameplay is like 3 frames and like MIDI audio of John C. Pendle going, "Podcast!" And like shaking his fist.
I like it. It's for the Game Boy. The original Game Boy.
The original Game Boy.
Game Boy.
Also arcades.
We
set the record for the biggest screen in arcades.
But it's still just playing the Game Boy.
Exactly,
black and white.
We actually rented out a cinema to play this game.
And you can still... it's got an actual car. Like, you can use a real steering wheel and there's force feedback in the chair, but the graphics are still Game Boy.
And you're using the steering wheel peripheral to control a character on foot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, also, the only way you get points is by looking at the wrong character on the split screen, like I did that time when I was really high.
Classic SSJ nugget. How about just if not that idea? It's like if you were really gonna make an actual game, do you have any game ideas kicking around? Like, we think about games a lot. Kind of, supposedly.
I would probably, if I was gonna make a game, I would make a I'd probably make a Move game, PlayStation Move. I would want to make it and use it right. Maybe the technology isn't there for what I want to do.
What do you want to do then?
Tell me.
Sex simulator.
I knew it.
Exactly.
It looks like a dildo. That's what I'm saying.
A dildo,
snake. Yeah.
There's a great game for the Move called turning off your PS3 and shoving the controller in your butt.
Inside a condom because you don't want to get any poo on it.
Oh, of course. You know, because you're going to be using that controller for so many other things.
I just don't want a dirty Move controller next time I want to put it in my butt.
Sure. I mean, that's true. Yeah.
You don't have old
keep that shit clean.
Going up your butt.
Yeah.
You always want that out with fresh the old shit, man.
That's a fresh shit.
In the poo.
Okay.
Well, come to the poo joke section of the podcast.
If I was to really make a game.
What? So that was a joke?
Yeah. I'm not actually going
to
make
a game. My hopes up. I wanted to play it.
Interactive porn.
Sounds great.
Does sound great, doesn't it?
Let's all just. Like, shove a Move up our butt.
But actually, I think interactive porn would be interesting with motion controls because, like, on screen, you could control the thrust of the man.
So is
and
that
you're, like,
the
having
you
an
want?
Experience with your partner with this motion control dildo. Like, that could be really interesting, I think.
I don't understand why, if you have a real partner, you need something to be happening.
I don't know. You're having different experiences. Maybe you're tired of the same old, like, missionary position.
Come on, man.
You're flaunting your...
Me and my girlfriend already sick of normal sex. I'm like, Jesus.
That's not good. Not at all. Not at all. No.
I'm going to cry on air.
You're exploring new positions?
No, we haven't had sex yet.
Oh, wow. No. You should edit that out.
Sidebar.
Why should we edit that out? It doesn't matter. I don't mind saying that.
Sidebar.
Yeah, what's up?
If I started crying on air, what is that? If I started crying on air, how long do you reckon people would keep listening thinking something else would happen? Like if I just
waiting for the bit to end.
11 minutes. 11 minutes.
Like but when would people turn off? 11 minutes?
I think
an extraordinarily long time. I would have thought.
Depending on how interesting your cry is, if it's like the manliest
cry
ever.
Stop it. Stop it.
Okay, I was I said 11 minutes.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I was
less
now.
Than 11
I was
seconds.
Way off.
Now.
Yeah.
All right, that's probably as close as we're going to get to answering that. Do you have
any
interactive porn?
Oh, yeah, I would... Just any Grand Theft Auto style game over anything. Like Grand Theft Auto Star Wars.
Now, would you go...
Yeah,
like set in another... You'd buy some extraordinarily expensive license.
Yeah, exactly. Or like
Grand Theft Auto set in
Samurai.
There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be great.
I'd love like...
I steal your vehicle. That'd be great.
I like maybe a GTA Spider-Man or something.
They had that kind of Spider-Man too.
Yeah, but
that
like not bound by the law. Like you could really fuck shit up. In my imagination, you could really just like go.
This is my gun, HW.
Net yourself some hookers.
Yeah, just anything Star Wars into like Grand Theft Auto or like Grand Theft Auto, Indiana Jones.
You could do
it.
You could do like a mod.
Anaconda.
You could do a mod.
Do you play the Anaconda? Yeah. You have to drive a car with your Anaconda tail.
Dude, it's like Snake, but for the new generation.
Gritty reboot of Snake.
Living Snake.
That's what that series really needs. The beloved Snake series.
That sounds like an IGN April Fool's Day prank.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's so awful.
Thank you. I'd like to do that for them and be paid by them.
Just do that.
What game, he says, this is his second of three questions, what game would you like to be a movie film, assuming it's actually done well?
Yeah, we've answered that one before as well, haven't we?
We talked about Portal and Half-Life being a good universe that could be explored.
They are.
Yeah.
JJ.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we talked about
JJ Jizzle.
That was in the news.
JJ Abrahams.
What does JJ stand for?
Jonah Jameson.
No, just James Abrams.
Yeah.
He's got two first names.
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones Abrams.
It's actually just a weird stutter.
Yeah.
He's like Prince. He only has one name, but he's like...
James Abrams.
So what would you guys do? What would you choose?
Ooh, it's a toughie. I can't remember what I said last time, but I'd probably say Red Dead Redemption.
Mm.
Yeah.
I
would love a Mass Effect HBO
series. Oh, fuck,
that'd be great.
Like, in the style of, like, Game of Thrones, kind of, like, that kind of big budget.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to make it,
yeah.
If they gave me the reins, I would just do it exactly like Farscape, like, all
costumes totally.
And stuff
yeah.
like that.
I'm still set on this snake thing.
Yeah,
I'd love to watch that.
Yeah.
That would just be Anaconda, though, I think.
Anaconda, the game, the movie.
But with more fruits.
The book, the game, the movie.
More fruits.
I wish they made a movie out of the game that they made of the movie of the game Battleship.
Yeah. Oh, did they make a video game adaptation
they
of
did.
Battleship?
First-person
really?
Shooter.
Of course.
Yeah.
What is in Crysis
apparently
that?
Apparently it was decent.
I feel like Crysis is that game.
Yeah, maybe.
No. Crysis, I'd like to see a movie made out of, because that's such an interesting world to me.
Yeah.
Like, Even if the story isn't told very well in the game, I'd like to see a good movie made of that.
Well, that's the thing, because the story is not really the focal point of the game, so they could sort of make it more interesting. They've got that like half man, half machine sort of thing going on, which is like it's been trodden reasonably well.
Well, yeah, the thing in Prize of Three,
you could do an interesting like what's it called, District 9 thing with it.
Yeah.
Well, you can hear me clicking the way up there.
Yeah, you're clicking so far back.
My arm is fully extended into the sky.
I was waiting to come over with a glass of water.
Garçon!
Yeah,
he drops his cloche. Oh, he's one of the clumsy waiters.
He's the dumb waiter. Thank you. I'll be here all week. I live here. This is my house.
This is your parents' room. He's just going to stay in this parents' room all week.
It's true.
This is my house!
As like a little baby filmmaker, I've always wanted to do like a Zelda adaptation.
Oh, that'd be fuck great. Off. No, because, that would be
good. No, but I feel like I would do okay.
Don't talk to Tom about Nintendo, so but I think that'd be great.
No, because
I
love because the story's the same every time. There's no intrigue there.
Yeah, I know. But
I would
do Majora's Mask.
Yeah, no, I was just about to say, do Majora's Mask. Cause that's the one game I think that has a really cool story.
Yeah, because I love
Time
Travel and I love fantasy.
Yeah.
And it blends it. Yeah. That's my favorite Zelda game as well, Majora's Mask.
Okay, what book would you like to make into a video game?
Oh.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick would be a sick video game.
You know, they made a good Jaws game.
Did they?
On the PlayStation 2, you play as the shark.
There's a Jaws.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
iPhone game, it's also very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, also very fun game.
Yeah. There's an NES Jaws game, which is no good.
There's a Die Hard game.
Yeah,
had,
and it's like impossible because they just it's like a bullet hell game almost.
Yeah.
The Back to the Future NES game is awful too.
Yeah, see, I'd like to see a, like an HD, like AAA Back to the Future game.
There is one. Telltale.
No, I mean like a third person action game.
Going back to movies into games kind of thing.
Like there's stealth parts where you got to steal the thing off the principal's desk.
Telltale kind of did that. It's just point and click instead of like actually.
No, no point and click.
That game
action.
Was really good.
It'd be awesome. Like,
apparently, it wasn't
Grand
that good. I never played it.
Like you travel around the town, Hill Valley, Grand Theft Auto style, and you can go through times and stuff.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Awesome! Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool. Yeah,
that'd but how great. Much is there to do in that world? Like you talk to the guy who could be mayor someday.
They just
and, like,
make all the
get petitioned about a clock tower.
What about books? Books. Books. Let's go back to
yeah,
books.
We'll go back
sorry,
to
yeah.
books. Slaughterhouse 5 for me.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that would be awesome.
That'd be great. I'd love that. Yeah. Mm. And they'd fuck
haven't
it up.
Read it. Haven't
yeah.
Read it. They,
read
that
it.
Turned into Slaughterhouse, the game.
Slaughterhouse?
No, Splatterhouse, sorry.
Splatterhouse.
Kind of
they didn't read the book, and then they just did the
Slaughterhouse 5.
I'm trying to think. Oh, we got to stop soon, by the way.
Kurt
really got to stop soon.
Something about Kurt Gungut. One of his, like, ruminating essays.
Third question from Cameron says, is it normal to get aroused while watching your Sims die? And to be honest, I'd be surprised if you didn't. Makes perfect sense.
I think I probably had a boner when I played The Sims when I was like,
perpetual boner. Mm.
Yeah, well, I just probably had a boner all
Make
the time.
Fuck.
Most, yeah.
Like, perpetual. When you're 12, you're a boner. That's beautiful.
All right, ladies, we're going to wrap this bitch up.
All right.
It's getting late.
Listeners, when you feel the shaking in your legs, the knocking of your knees, the tingling in your scrot, you can find us on the internet at ssjoystick@gmail.com. Nothing. You can find us on Twitter at SS Joystick. You can find us on Facebook at Something Something Joystick. Leave us a like, drop us a comment. You can find us on iTunes, download, rate, and subscribe. You can find Xavier on Twitter at XavierRN. You can find me on Twitter at TMSNDRSN. You can find Alexi on Twitter at This Is Alexi.
That's A-L-E-X-E-I.
Well done. You can find Xavier.
That's an amazing son of a bitch.
You can find Xavier on Xbox Live and PSN at XavierRN. You can find me on Xbox Live and PSN at ColorFast with a U. You can find Alexi on Xbox Live at
Raging Goodfellow.
That's right.
Also on the PlayStation.
Yeah,
on
both
the PlayStation.
Of them.
Yep.
Both of them.
We've all got this nice continuity between our online identities, which is nice.
You can find me on Grindr.
You can find Alexi on NiceBeard.
Yeah. Anyone want a Snapchat? I got a Snapchat now.
You know,
I can't remember what it
I
is.
I don't know
though.
How to.
What is Snapchat?
Oh, let's
Snapchat's
not go into
the
this.
New thing, but I've got like a lot of people.
Is Snapchat
Snapchat
like FaceTime?
And I don't know how to respond.
Xavier, can
to
you FaceTime me now?
We have people coming over in 15 minutes to play Dungeons and Dragons.
All right.
Hey, we're gonna play Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm
we
excited
about that. Anyway.
I think my name on Snapchat is also This Is Alexi, so you can just add me
okay,
and
cool.
send me a photo. I don't know how to reply to them yet, but
all
just
right.
whatever,
gentlemen.
If you happen to be listening,
mostly ladies.
Mostly the ladies.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Alexi, thanks so much for being here.
Ah!
Yeah, I love Alexi. It's like
Mario got a cake in the mail.
Cake in the mail?
You know how Princess Cake is always like, I caked you a cake!
I'll see you next week.
Too much caffeine.
Okay.
Okay.
We're on.
Oh, is this a show?
Tom, stop.
Is that enough?
I gotta tell Alexi what's happening. We're doing a mic check.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know we already checked the mics.
Yeah.
And the mics sound fine.
Yeah.
But we're doing a mic check.
It's like a bonus outtakes?
It's a mini boner app at the end of our.
Mini boner app.
Yeah.
Boner app.
Yeah.
How's that? Was that laugh good?
Try it again.
Boner app.
What's your boner rep? Like the reputation.
How many times can I rep?
Yeah. How many reps do you do?
How many reps?
This is a tenacious D bit. You can only really do one coke push up.
Yeah. I don't know what reps are though. Is a rep a push up?
I think it's
repetition.
A curl.
It's one curl.
Yeah.
So it's a curl?
Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't refer to any other like.
Well, reps is basically just how many of a particular exercise you do. Like, you can do, like, a push-up is a rep.
I feel like this is not for the audience.
No, this is
our audience are all about getting jacked. Getting out that whey powder. Just, like, rubbing
Speaking about
into
being
the
jacked, yeah. Let's talk about masturbation.
I seriously thought you were going to go in the direction of the Matrix.
Yeah, jack it into the Matrix.
Oh, yeah. You're getting jacked. Let's talk about the existential nature of humankind through the looking glass that is the Matrix.
What's your favorite episode of the Matrix?
Favorite episode of the Matrix? The one where Ross moves in with Joey and Chandler.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like...
And they do the... Yeah, that one.
I like The Matrix 2, Lost in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of
Matrix
4 1.
Ghost Protocol is good. Not as good as Ghostbusters 4 Ghost Protocol, though.
Nice. I haven't seen any of the Matrix movies since they came out.
Yeah.
I get the impression they've aged really badly.
No, they've aged really well.
I saw one maybe a year ago. It was pretty decent. Mm. Pretty good movie.
Yeah. I go back and watch the first two every so often. I never watched the third one because that movie was a pile of garbage.
I used to love Reloaded.
Reloaded's my favorite, man. It has the best action.
Is that the one with the two like white dudes?
Yeah, the two extremely white dudes.
The white twins. The white twins.
Which is the one where there's just a whole bunch of sunglass mans? Hugo Weaving.
That's the third one.
The third one, right.
The first one's the one where the time slows down.
That's
all of them sitting in the theater.
Max Payne, Mark Wahlberg. Great movie.
I need to watch that. I haven't seen it.
I like Mark Wahlberg.
I like Max Payne. I like Mila Kunis.
Good Lord.
Didn't we talk about Mila Kunis last time you were here, Alexa?
I think we did.
We did.
We talked about the nasty things we would do to her.
She's pretty looking.
She is pretty looking. But she lost her boobs.
Oh my God. What do you mean
she
lost
did Black Swan?
Where are they? Can I ask them?
She got super, super... Yeah, I think that might have been another podcast.
Podcast that we all listen to.
Yeah. But yeah, when she did Black Swan, she slimmed down a lot and she's never gone back. Ran for the hills. Ran for their lives.
Her boobs are just out there somewhere.
Yeah, lost and alone. Cold and unprotected.
Lost in New York.
Mila Kunis' boobs. Lost in New York.
Lost but not forgotten.
They have like a series of one night shows like off Broadway. Mila Kunis' boobs, one night only.
Doing the boob monologues.
I'd go see that.
Yeah.
I'd see them do the vagina monologues purely because of the irony of that.
Vaginas.
This is a SSJ exclusive. I would see Mila Kunis' boobs.
Yeah.
If given the chance.
Scoop!
I would not.
I think I looked them up like yesterday.
Did
On Mrs. Skin.
Oh, yeah.
On Mrs. Skin the other day.
Does she do that?
No, Black Swan was the only one. And
right.
She don't even see very much. Hmm. But
I didn't see Black Swan.
You didn't see Black Swan?
Which is weird because I like
Natalie Portman.
Darren Aronofsky, the
ballet.
Director. Do you like ballet?
I'm interested.
I like ballet.
Yeah.
You're not liking your fucking ballet. You're not doing your fucking ballet lesson.
You do pretty good.
You're doing your boxing like a real man.
That's more Scottish.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Yeah.
I know.
Durham, wherever they're from, some shitty mining town.
That's the thing.
Billy Holiday, good movie. Aged well, I think.
Has it?
Because it's set in the past. So,
yes, any movie set in the past today's as well.
Yeah.
Not any
Back to the Future. Yeah.
Yeah.
See that's aged well in spite of it, because it has a very when it is in the present of the film, wait. Yeah, when they're in the 80s in the film, it's very, like...
It's the 80s-est thing ever.
Because, you know, like, Crystal Pepsi, you know, they're using all the tropes.
Sure, yeah.
All the best bits.
Yeah,
and they got that Jaws 3D in the future. We're going to talk about that soon.
Yeah.
Or previously.
Just before we close out the fucking mic check. when you guys...
By the way, it's not been very long. We could keep going.
When you guys go for porn...
Uh-oh.
Do you Google it? Do you Google things?
You ever
use a search engine and just go to Google images and just fucking go nuts?
No, I don't J off to photos.
Yeah, we were just talking about this. You're a photo guy.
I think photos are nice. I was saying, like, a photo is a moment captured in time. There's no way, like, a photo can go downhill. You might get sick of it, but then there's always more photos. Mm. The moving image doesn't have the romance of a photo.
I just like fucking.
You sound like a
auto director.
No. You sound like almost like a whatever there was before a film critic in like the 1800s.
Yeah, photo critic.
You like on film.
You're like, it'll never catch on. It doesn't have the romance.
Yeah.
Do
you guys ever read erotica? You ever read some erotica?
I like slash fiction.
I can't say I've ever even branched into it.
Yeah, I really
like reading porno.
You should read some slash fiction.
What's slash fiction?
It's usually...
We read some on the Gaming Cult podcast.
Oh,
yeah, it's just like
fanfic.
It's like fanfic, but...
Porny.
But with porn. The best one I ever read. It was superb. Mm. Great crossover. It was a crossover between Harry Potter and Indiana Jones.
Oh my gosh.
A young Tom Riddle is like going around like Egypt or somewhere.
Yeah.
And to find some like archaeological... I don't know, like old shit.
He's trying
to find some old shit. And he gets a guide who is an older Indiana Jones.
How much older? Like Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
The timelines sync up properly.
Mm-hmm.
So they
was that whole movie an advertising campaign for the vodka?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Or maybe that was they cashed in.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, so it's Tom Riddle and Indiana Jones, and they're going on a little adventure, and it's all about how they fuck each other at night time. But like, it's pretty
whilst
much
making some pretty
Indiana
like
Indiana Jones rapes Voldemort. He raped him pretty much. But then Voldemort's like, I'm cool. Like,
but
you can keep going.
Is any of it actually like legitimately? Excuse me, legitimately sexually, like, sexy?
Alexei's not a gayman.
No. What I mean is, like, not just that specific example, but, like, can you push past the fact that it's like, oh, hey, Arnold is having sex with Cat Dog or whatever, and just be like, oh, there's something sexy here or something?
Yeah, it wasn't badly written. Like, there was stuff, like, about the insertion of Indiana Jones's penis into Tom Riddle's...
Does he call it his artifact?
Does he, is it described in detail? Like,
Of course.
Does Indy
like
call
boys...
him a Horcrux?
I wish, no. I don't think he was aware of Horcruxes back then.
Oh,
actually, Indiana Jones probably would have been.
Yeah, he's pretty knowledgeable about
it. I don't know. Things. I don't remember that well.
He's a professor. A lot of people forget that, but Indiana Jones is a professor.
Yeah.
That's like the framing device.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is he an associate professor or full-on professor?
I don't know.
Of that, I'm not sure. I like to think all of my like lectures and stuff at school are all like I'm coming back from my 4 month uni break this week, about to start again.
Mm.
I like to think that, considering I didn't do too much with my break, that at least my tutors and stuff had
some life threatening.
Yeah, they went around with a small Vietnamese boy around the world,
being chased by
snakes,
natives, and
yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if everybody who worked at the university, their secret weakness was they didn't like snakes?
No.
That would make toppling the administration so easy.
That'd make college pranks so much more interesting. Well, not interesting. It'd be bland. It'd be boring as hell.
How would they even do that? Like, what if, like, my dream is to become a university lecturer?
Mm.
My dream.
Yeah.
But I'm not afraid of snakes.
How can I get this job?
There's conditioning.
They take
you in Clockwork Orange style.
Yeah.
And just like rape you with a rigid snake.
What about?
That was a line.
Yeah,
in the Harry Potter.
That was a snake-shaped line. But what if you were teaching a class on like snake handling? Zoology or like snake wrangling?
No. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, Tom Riddle.
That's
like
a great innuendo.
I was like, I'm done. I'm done with the dick joke for this thing.
Too easy.
You can make your own one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At home,
make your own
home,
joke.
Build your own.
If you're driving a car right now, just think about all the possibilities. Yeah, all the possibilities you can come up with.
See, I think what's great, if you're not the one making the joke, you can always, like, you don't even have to put it together. Like, you hear two things and they're just there in your head, and it just seems funny to you.
Yeah.
You don't even need to word it specifically. I think that's just the best. Being lazy when it comes to comedy. That just works for me.
That's a lesson we can all learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Learn from Tom and be lazy when it comes to comedy.
All the young comics listening to this.
Just say two things that seem funny to you in your head.
Just say
premises. I guarantee you, everyone will laugh.
And burp halfway through as well.
Whoa, I smell your burp. I can smell that burp.
What does it smell like? Chorizo
it
and mother?
It smells exactly like chorizo.
Oh, wow. Sorry, man.
I like the school of comedy. Yeah, I know, chorizo you, burps.
Yeah.
You could be like a stand-up comedian who's... But you tell your jokes via smell.
Yeah.
You just get up on stage, it's like, pee! You! Everyone in the crowd's like,
here's a humorous smell that I found.
you just put your piece de resistance right at the end. You just fart. You're just like, well, thank you guys. It's been terrific. This is my last.
Into the mic, though.
Into the mic. There's like a smell microphone that broadcasts the stench over the crowd.
My one hour special would be a scratch and sniff.
You could do that.
I could do that.
You could release a CD with a scratch and sniff.
Well, yeah, that's true. First Oda comic, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah, you do smell funny. Let's get to the show.
That was underappreciated.
That was good. I was all there for that.
Alrighty.